welcome to episode 125 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to give you five Christian books that you should read this summer. Let's dive in. Now, if you know me, you know that I absolutely love books. Ever since I was a little kid, I just have always treasured just books themselves, but just spending time reading. And one of the things that I'm just very diligent in is not just spending time reading the Word, but also reading other books. It's interesting, as you walk through Christian history, there's a lot of men who call themselves men of one book, and yet they were prolific readers. They were constantly reading, even outside of Scripture. Now, Scripture obviously should be our primary. And if you're not in a daily habit of reading the Bible, well, I would really encourage you to start some sort of a plan so you can get in the habit of doing so. Now, if you need some help with some Bible study or reading plans, I have a whole bunch of resources on the Deeper Christian website. And if you go to the show notes page for this episode, which is deeperchristian.com/125, I have a list there of some reading helps or some Bible reading plans that you can implement just to get into a daily habit of reading. But with that being said, I want to give you five Christian books that you should read this summer. Now, to be honest, I'm not actually going to give you five specific books, but more like five types of books or authors that you should read this summer, with some book suggestions for each of them. So here are my five Christian books or types of books or authors that you should consider reading this summer. Number one, you should read A.W. Tozer, For Depth and Theology. A.W. Tozer just has this great eloquence for the deep things of God. His spiritual intimacy really was just profound, and I love reading Tozer. Now, I can't read a lot of Tozer at one time because it is pretty deep, but I love his depth, and I love how everything comes back to the centrality of Jesus Christ. So if you want some good Tozer suggestions, consider reading the book The Knowledge of the Holy, or The Pursuit of God, or its companion, God's Pursuit of Man, or one of his newer ones, which have kind of taken some of his sermons and writings and they've compiled into a new book, but it's called Experiencing the Presence of God. All those books are such a great exhortation just for your soul of gaining a focus on Jesus Christ and understanding his attributes, his character, his life, and his depth. Number two, you should consider reading Andrew Murray, For the Devotional Life. Andrew Murray is one of my favorite people to read just in terms of the edification of your devotional life. Now, I'm not just talking about devotions, that time you spend in the morning typically, but I'm just talking about the idea of having a devoted life unto Jesus Christ. And Andrew Murray just has a very simplistic way of talking about the grandeur of Jesus Christ. Three of my favorite books of Andrew Murray's, and there's a whole bunch that I could list, but one of my favorites is called Absolute Surrender. Another one is Abide in Christ. And a third one, which may be one of my all-time favorites of Andrew Murray, is called Humility. And what's interesting about most of Andrew Murray's books is they're relatively short. Most of the time what he was doing was writing like a 30-chapter little book so you could read one chapter every single day for a month. So consider reading Andrew Murray just for the depth and the enrichment of your devotional life. Number three, I would encourage you to read a missionary biography just for this idea of an example of faith and surrender. I love Christian biographies, but there's something specific about a missionary biography that is just stirring to me. I recently just picked up afresh Don Richardson's book called Peace Child, and I've been so encouraged and yet challenged in my faith and my release and my surrender to Jesus Christ in my life as I've been walking through Don Richardson's book called Peace Child. But consider picking up a missionary biography, whether it be like Peace Child by Don Richardson or Shadow of the Almighty by Elizabeth Elliot, talking about the story of the guys going down to South America and just giving their lives for Jesus Christ on the mission field. So it's basically the story of Jim Elliot and Nate Saint and that group. Or Elizabeth Elliot also wrote a great book called A Chance to Die, which was the story of Amy Carmichael. Or you can just read Amy Carmichael's story in Gold Cord. But there are countless missionary biographies that are just really rich and they're a great example of the life of faith and surrender that every Christian is called to. Now, there's some really big, thick missionary books, which are great. There's also a great series. They're more written for kids or teenagers, but I still love to read them. It's called The Christian Heroes Then and Now. And again, if you want a whole list of those biographies, there's a list of all of these on the show notes for this episode. Number four, consider reading a Christian fiction book just for edifying fun. I love fiction, and I only really read fiction as I'm falling asleep each night. It's kind of like my bedtime story, if you will, and it takes me quite some time to get through a fiction book since I only read a couple of pages before I doze off to sleep. But there is something about a good Christian fiction book that is just not only edifying, but it's just plain fun. So some good books that you may just want to consider in this category is like Francine Rivers' series called The Mark of the Lion. It's set right in the time right after Jerusalem fell in 70 AD, and it's just this epic story of faith and life in the early church days. She also has a great book called Redeeming Love, and there's also a series of books that she wrote both on the lives of women in Scripture as well as lives of men in Scripture. And both those books, even though they're more of a fictional account of some of our favorite Bible stories, they're just so edifying and give you a perspective of just the reality of what people were dealing with. So oftentimes when we read Scripture, we just kind of gloss over the fact that these were real people that had real struggles and real concerns. And so Francine Rivers has just done a great job of kind of bringing the humanity of Scripture to life. Another author I really like is Dee Henderson, specifically her O'Malley series. It's a group of seven books that she wrote that's basically walking through this family who's kind of adopted each other. And it's just this, it's just kind of like adventure, romance, kind of all mingled into one. But there's just something really neat about the O'Malley family that I just really love. Another book that I really just appreciate is the series by Jan Caron, which is The At Home at Midford, which is the first one in the series. But just the story of Father Tim and just his struggles in life. It's a great summer read for me just because it is so calming. My dad and I laugh all the time how, you know, things get a little busy or stressful. It's like, we just need to go to Midford. It is so calming in our lives when we read a Midford book. So those are just three examples of authors you can consider reading. But there's a whole host of great Christian fiction writers that are not just fun to read, but they're also edifying in a lot of ways as well. And then the fifth recommendation is consider picking up a book for just daily enrichment. For example, like a Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. As Charles Spurgeon's, a lot of his writing was collected, and it's like a little snippet to read every morning and a little snippet to read every evening. And Charles Spurgeon is just has a great way of enunciating truth and just speaking of the grandeur and the majesty of Jesus Christ. So consider getting this like a daily enrichment book that you can just read just a little portion every single day this summer just to edify your spiritual life. For example, again, Spurgeon's Morning or Evening, or Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, or Mrs. Kalman's Streams in the Desert. Those three are three of my all-time favorite just daily reads to just enrich my spiritual life. Now, again, none of these books should be replacing your time in the Word. And again, I would encourage you to spend some time every single day reading and studying God's Word. And maybe as a bonus thought, consider reading the entire New Testament through this summer. Now, I know at the time of this recording, we're about halfway through the summer, but that's still enough time. If you just give a little bit of time every single day, you can get through the entirety of the New Testament by the end of the summer. Isn't that a great thought? That by the end of the summer, you could have read not only the New Testament through in its entirety, but then you also could read some of these books just for the depth, for the insight, for the pressing of your spiritual life, for examples of faith and surrender, and just for plain old fun. So again, five Christian books that you should read this summer. Number one, A.W. Tozer for his depth and his theology. Number two, Andrew Murray for the devotional life. Number three, A Missionary Biography for the example of faith and surrender. Number four, Christian fiction that's just there for plain old fun, but that's also edifying. And number five, some sort of a daily enrichment like Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. Well, I hope that at least gets you started with some ideas to read this summer. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and it's not summer, well, apply this to whatever season you're in. So if it's fall or winter or spring, these are great books you can be reading at any time of the year. But since summer is, for most people, rather laid back and just kind of a great season to be reading, I just wanted to give you some encouragements or some thoughts of some books that you might consider reading. Now, again, if you like a list of all those books that I mentioned, as well as some other recommendations, please visit the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/125 for episode 125. Now, I'd also encourage you to give me some of your book suggestions that you have found to be greatly edifying or just fun to read. And if you want to go over to the Facebook page for Deeper Christian, I'd love for you just to leave a comment on the main page and just say, hey, here's one of the books that I've been reading, or here's a series that you should check out, because I'm always looking for a great book. And I'd love to hear from you of just some thoughts and ideas of books that have really impacted you. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. And until next time, know I'm cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.